USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are declaring monkeypox a public health emergency as cases continue to rise across the country, a move aimed at speeding up the distribution of the monkeypox vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also saying this will help further educate people on the virus and what they can do to protect themselves.
We've worked to put resources into the hands of people at highest risk of contracting monkeypox to allow them to protect themselves directly through social media and through trusted partners in communities across the country.
Multiple deaths are being reported in a northeast Nebraska town. A large police presence has been seen in the town of Laurel, west of Sioux City. Police are continuing to investigate the situation. Residents in the town are asked to enter a lockdown. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Tensions are running high after a sentence was handed down in a high-profile case.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I plead guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I plead guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday Brittany Griner was guilty of the drug charges against her. The court is seeking 9.5 years in a Russian prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL is back with the Hall of Fame game Thursday night. The Las Vegas Raiders will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars from Canton, Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Senate Judiciary Committee questioned the head of the FBI in a hearing on Thursday. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is a member of that committee, and he tells Fox News he feels Christopher Wray was not forthcoming about the Hunter Biden investigation.
Public confidence is undermined when it looks like the FBI or the intelligence community are using the tools that they have to keep us safe, to do a domestic or political spying or investigations.
Director A noting the Bureau does not discuss ongoing investigations. However, he did note that they will protect any whistleblowers sharing information about the Hunter Biden investigation. Historic high temperatures are expected throughout the Northeast on Thursday. The New York Times saying parts of New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire could see their hottest temperatures in nearly 80 years. Boston could reach 99 degrees, breaking a record set back in 1928. Hollywood stars are being called out for their hypocrisy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Celebrities pretending to care for the environment are being called out for their carbon footprint. A recent report from Yard, a UK marketing firm, found that musician Taylor Swift's flying habits put her atop the list of celebrity emission offenders.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.